Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا الصلاة حيا الله الصلاة حيا الله الصلاة الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His message. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and once again, Ramadan Mubarak. This is your brother, Abdul Muftakir Muhammad, welcoming you to the Ummah Reflects, our podcast where we strive to help the believers to get off to a good start each morning during the blessed month of Ramadan. We thank you for joining us, taking time out of your schedule to be with us, and we pray that Allah will guide the words of our guest speaker and aid us all in our growth and development. Dear brothers and sisters, we were blessed to hear from our brother and sister, Brother Sean King and Sister Ray King, who gave us beautiful testimonies of their journey to Islam. They spoke of how they were treated by the Muslim Ummah that they would encounter in their personal lives. We thank Allah for Brother Sean and his wife, Sister Ray King, for their inspiring words with us yesterday. We thank Allah for our guest speaker this morning. Oh, brothers and sisters, to take us further into our program, we are honored to have with us this morning our brother and friend, Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad. Brother Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and servant. First, I'm very happy to be back on this prayer line. I've been absent for a while, and as I listen in the morning, listen to our brothers preach, I'm just honored to be here. So I don't want to take a long time because everybody knows I have a reputation of being long-winded. But I do want to say a few things that I feel will help to push us forward in our journey. Not only our journey into Islam as the brother and sister, but our journey in bringing this word to our people. I want to bring a part of history that many of us may not have heard or seen. It was Muhammad Ali in New York. He came to New York quite a bit. And he came to New York one time, and the minister took him to Brooklyn. And in taking him to Brooklyn, Muhammad Ali, he had all this crowd of people around him. It was just amazing to see. And they were all following behind Muhammad Ali in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section. And Muhammad Ali was leaving. He said, "Follow me." And he took them right to the mosque and packed the mosque. It was a beautiful sight to see. And all of the young brothers and sisters were behind Muhammad Ali as he led them through the streets of Brooklyn. And we could see the eyes of the young people just opening with being in the presence of Muhammad Ali. It was beautiful to see because people at that time were looking how they would be engaged in the struggle and what was going on. Muhammad Ali did this a few times, and it was beautiful to see. And we asked Allah to guide our words and our deeds and those who were following into Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave Minister Farrakhan an assignment, a beautiful assignment, to go after his people. And Muhammad Ali did an excellent job, and may Allah bless him, forgive him of his sins, and may Allah continue to bless his family to help in the cause of Islam. In New York, we had an excellent program at the mosque, and the program was about the brothers and sisters learning about Islam at the mosque. And the brothers and sisters would come to the mosque, they would be excited, and Ali was smart enough at that time to know his limitations. And so he would always tell the people, "Come, I want you to hear this brother." And that brother he wanted them to hear was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And to see them follow behind him and pack a mosque and to learn this truth, you just can't take it away. Minister Farrakhan allowed the student ministers and who were with him and helping him. he allowed them to go out into the streets of New York and preach to the people. This is a part of history that you just could not forget, could not shake it. He would have them to follow him to a mosque. He would teach them. Then he would tell them where the mosque was at on a Sunday or a Friday. He would go and preach to the brothers and sisters. Yeah, it was a great experience. Minister Farrakhan raised money for our school. Unbelievable. The brothers and sisters would go to the school, and they would have teachers would actually come and teach them, professional teachers. We had a big dinner in New York, and the star of that dinner was Duke Ellington. And the minister spoke that night. The beautiful part about it is that the minister kissed Duke Ellington's hand. Duke Ellington kissed him on his cheek. And being that they were both in the music world and the respect they had for each other, Duke Ellington came, met the believers. It was a beautiful sight. And the two brothers hugged and embraced each other. And Duke Ellington kissed the minister on his cheek. These are parts of history and things that we worked on. The other thing that the minister did, and I thank Allah for him, he was absolutely involved in brothers and sisters coming to the mosque. We would have at the mosque question and answer period. We had it in Manhattan and in Brooklyn. And it was something to behold. The young students who were in college and in high school, they would come to the mosque, the minister would speak, not long. And these brothers and sisters took questions, or I should say asked questions of the minister. And they gathered together and they asked the minister questions and the minister would answer the question. And he just had a beautiful audience and of teaching them and allowing them to ask him questions. The brothers and sisters and the different girls in New York and brothers and sisters, you would have to see it with your own eyes where these brothers and sisters would come from the different boroughs. They would come, the minister would talk to them for a while, and then he would open the floor up for questions. And they would ask many questions, but they were moved by what the minister said and was able to do with the brothers and sisters. I'm going to take just a few minutes. The minister, in his own way, would make sure that the brothers and sisters understood what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was doing with our people and giving them this great truth that moved and touched them. The minister would go to the different boroughs. Muhammad Ali came to New York. He went to the prisons. He talked to the brothers at the prisons. He went to City Hall. And from City Hall, he would talk to the people. The mayor himself came out to him. And the minister would always give him an opportunity to meet with Muhammad Ali, talk to Muhammad Ali. And so Muhammad Ali was like a Pied Piper. And he would get the people, they would follow him, they would go to a mosque, and then they would preach. A lot of people didn't understand it at that time, but it was a beautiful sight to see that these brothers and sisters were interested in what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had taught his people, and especially gathering them together and explaining to them the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The minister was able to get brothers and sisters to come to these meetings. And then on Sunday, these brothers and sisters would come to the main meeting. And I feel that Allah guided his words, guided him, and his words were a motivating power to the black people of New York City in particular. I hope and pray to Allah that we will continue this work now. And the work now is the spreading of Islam, not only in the five boroughs of New York, but throughout the country. The minister was called on in the city when we had problems with the jails and the police department. He would be called on to help the city government. And I was blessed to be there with him. I thank Allah that he spared my life and took care of my health so that I could be among those who helped the minister spread the truth of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We need to know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spread this word through his ministers. And the minister that held the reins for us, I'll say, in New York, is Minister Farrakhan, giving them a word that they could take back to their neighborhood and to their people and spread the truth of Islam. So I thank you, Brother Minister, for giving all of us an opportunity, especially the young ministers who wanted to be involved and who got involved. And the minister would give them an opportunity to teach and spread the words of Islam. So we pray Allah that we can continue this work. There's much more. And I hope Allah will bless me to live to share with the brothers and sisters and those who were with the minister at that time. The minister traveled, and his traveling was unbelievable. And I hope and pray to Allah that I can share some of the traveling of Minister Farrakhan, not only in New York, but throughout the country and throughout the world. Minister Farrakhan in Denver, Colorado, he met a brother. He went to a school to teach, and he met a brother, Keith Bray. The brother heard the teaching of Islam. He was a teacher, but he was so touched. He went back to Denver, opened a mosque, and spread the truth from that mosque. And these brothers loved the minister. They loved his work. They loved his spirit. They loved what he brought to the table. And the minister continued that kind of work. And we lost a couple of brothers like Keith Bray. And these brothers were there to help the minister to spread the word of this truth. Thank you. I pray Allah that Brother Khalil and Sister Nisa will continue this work. They honored us so many times with programs, but this work was a must, and the minister continued this work. I want to close out, and I pray Allah that I will have another opportunity to talk about the things that we were able to do for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and for his nation. And if Allah blesses us to live and to share this truth, we want to share it with our brothers and sisters. And I thank Allah for giving me an opportunity to do it. I was not feeling well at all. And Allah blessed me to speak to our minister. And speaking to him, he gave me the energy and the strength to continue the great work of spreading Islam. I thank you. May Allah bless us to have a good rest of the Ramadan. And Brother Minister, we thank Allah for you. We thank Allah for what you have done for us. And I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Akbar. Thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning and spreading your word of Islam. We are always honored to hear your word and your voice with us every morning. All praises are due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we want to bring on our guest speaker. He is, I would say, a foundational stone on what we now call the Ummah Reflects. He was one of the founders of the what we called at that time the Ramadan Prayer Line. And he was definitely instrumental in my growth and development as a student minister, He's my brother and friend, and you all know him, Brother Jamil Muhammad. Brother Jamil.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, Brother Muthakar?
Wa alaikum salam. Loud and clear, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but He, and that Muhammad is His apostle. I greet you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, with the greetings of Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. I moved this morning because to hear our big brother, Brother Akbar, and if you've been in this work, in this community for any period of time, you have been touched by the expertise, the knowledge, the wisdom of Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad. And so, Brother Akbar, I say to you, like Duke Ellington might say if he were here, we love you madly, and you are beyond category. Thank you so much, Brother Akbar, for your words of historical reference. It excites us to hear those stories because we desire to take the next step in the building of this community of ours. And we are grateful that you have paved the way thus far in this work. The witness of Islam and the help of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in getting it done. Special thanks this morning, of course, for the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In this world today, as unstable as it is, we must remember that the currency of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is guidance. And you see now that guidance is at a premium. I thank Allah for the inspiration and the idea of Dr. Nisa Islam Muhammad and Brother Muthakar. If I'm a stone, a foundational stone of this broadcast, then surely you and Brother Shaheed and Brother Akbar and all the tech team and Brother Jaleel, if I'm a stone, then you all must be the family stone, because we're in this thing together. And by Allah's grace, we're working it out. Let me just say briefly, dear brothers and sisters, that this Ramadan occurs during a period of extraordinary darkness around the planet. Even in a world of sin and error like this one, the current time seems darker, murkier, more muddled than ever before. It appears to the world, and could appear to even to us, that we are friendless in this dark hour. But I'm here this morning to encourage you in just these remaining 3 minutes and 14 seconds that I have, that we have the greatest friend of all with us. Please, dear Allah, dear brother and sister, don't let it escape you that Allah is come to replace fear with boldness. He has come to replace depression with elation. He is come, in fact, to wipe the good.
Brother Jamil, you're going in and out.
Published in and verified by the very text of the Holy Quran itself. Can you hear me now, brother?
I'm clear. Yes, brother, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. I don't want to miss nothing this morning because I'm so inspired by all about that I've heard you all say. I've got to say something myself, just a little bit. But I tell you, dear brother, that this is the hour that's verified by the Holy Quran itself. Now, mind you, nothing in this Quran indicates that the people who have suffered would like to make it our goal to trade one vicious, bloodthirsty slave master for another one. In fact, we are in a position where only God can come to our aid. We heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say to us at Savior's Day 2024 in Detroit that only God can come to our aid, and only a people whose hearts are moved by God are fearless enough to stand up in this world. I'm talking about people like you, brother and sister.
So this Ramadan Thursday morning, I direct your attention to just a couple of ayats in the Holy Quran, and I promise I won't be long. If you go with me into today's reading in Surah 10, Ayah 62, we are receiving the good news. It says in Ayah 62, now surely the friends of Allah, and I'm reading under the Bismillah with which I started my commentary. Now surely the friends of Allah, they have no fear nor do they grieve. My goodness, those who believe and keep their duty, for them is good news in this world's life and in the hereafter. There is no changing the words of Allah. That is the mighty achievement. So this morning, Allah is declaring his friendship for the believers, and those who believe and keep their duty are reassured that they have no fear nor do they grieve. For them, for us, I might say, is good news in this world's life. I'm giving you some good news this morning. I'm not ashamed to give it to you. Everybody wants to appear wise and intelligent. There's nothing wrong with wisdom and intelligence. I strive for a portion of it myself. But beyond that, I strive to be in the pleasure of Allah. Allah says those who believe and do good. It never said those who believe and get rich. It never said those who believe and achieve degrees of education in this world. There's nothing wrong with achieving a degree of education to qualify yourself for the rebuilding and the building of a nation and community. No, indeed. But the thing that makes the difference with Allah is, do you believe and do good? Do you exhort one another to truth? Do you exhort one another to patience? If you do those things, then Allah has declared his favor for you. In fact, he has declared himself your friend and reminded you that besides Allah, you have no friend nor helper. He's our friend this morning. He's a friend to us. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, we used to sing in church. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Huh? All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. There's something in it. You were singing even in the darkness of your confinement, your incarceration, your enslavement. You were singing about a relationship with the Most High, where you brought everything to him in prayer and established friendship with him. And the Holy Quran bears you witness as you walk into the light of understanding. I'm leaving you this morning. I've got to say this to you so you can know it. It's a good Thursday morning. It's time for you to be inspired in your faith. It's time for you to walk tall with a word of encouragement. And I say to you this morning that despite all, Allah is God. He is the overwhelming, overarching reality. And the only reality in the universe is Allah himself. He is the God of peace, of truth, and of justice. He is the Lord of all the world, and he describes himself as our friend right here in the Holy Quran. He reminds us that he is Allah, besides whom there is no God, the knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the beneficent, the merciful. He is Allah, besides whom there is no God, the King, the Holy, the author of peace, the grantor of security, guardian over all, the mighty, the supreme, the possessor of greatness. Glory be to Allah from that which they set up with him. He is Allah, the creator, the maker, the fashioner. His are the most beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth declares his glory, and he is the mighty, the wise. All praise is due his holy name. And so I ask you this morning, dear brothers and sisters, to walk tall through your Ramadan. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, we can do it. We must do it. We will do it. Allah is with you. And whatever your Ramadan experience is, keep on walking, keep on pushing, keep on striving. You'll get it done, and Allah is making you stronger every day.
isn't he?
I know he is. So encouragement to all of you, to our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, remember that from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And so will the sons and daughters of enslaved Africans in America. We will be free. In the Congo, in the Sudan, in Haiti, we will be free. Allah is our friend and we are his. We belong to him. Besides Allah, you have no friend nor helper, but you don't need another one when you've got Almighty Allah on your side. Ramadan Mubarak, everybody, a beautiful and successful day of fasting. Show each other love today. Show each other kindness. Show each other generosity. And be the best that you can possibly be. Encourage somebody. You don't know how dark it is in somebody's mind. Encourage them. Be a brother, be a sister, be a friend. For Allah has surely befriended us and encouraged us to do the same. Brother Abdul Mubarak, I'm gonna give it back to you, another stone in this foundation. Brother Abdul Mubarak?
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Jamil, your beautiful, beautiful, inspiring words with us this morning. All praises are due to Allah. I know I can count on you to fire everybody up, but all praises are due to Allah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We will now have the Ummah Reflect or our Ummah Report, which will be from South African Foreign Minister, Dr. Naledi Pandor. Dr. Naledi Pandor.
The following hadith may be relevant for our discussion today. Anyone who walks with a wrongdoer in order to strengthen him, knowing that all the while he is a wrongdoer, has departed from Islam. And another hadith, the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, assist your brother and sister Muslim, whether he or she be an oppressor or the oppressed. When asked, but how shall we assist the oppressor? The Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, assisting an oppressor is by forbidding and withholding that person from oppression. These are just two hadiths that suggest that Muslims cannot and should not collaborate with those who oppress others. And more importantly, that we should refrain from supporting oppressors, as this only strengthens them. These hadiths very clearly also enjoin us to support the oppressed in their struggles and engage in activities that will hold the oppressors accountable for their actions.
Thank you, Dr. Pandor, for your words with us this morning. We will now have the Fast Fact by Sister Nisha Islam. Sister Nisha.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum again. This morning, my fast fact is for the imperfect Muslims, the ones who often think, I'm not worthy of Allah's love. I've messed up so much, I'm a horrible Muslim. Welcome to the club of so many Muslims who struggle each day to be better. The fact is, Ramadan is calling your name. Please answer. If you feel far from what is asked of you as a Muslim or find Ramadan intimidating or out of reach, that makes sense from your perspective, but allow me to offer you another perspective. While social media may have you thinking everyone is so much better than you at being a Muslim, what's the point of fasting? The point is, Ramadan is for you too. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is he who is the forgiving, the merciful. And return in repentance to your Lord and submit to him before the punishment comes upon you, then you will not be helped. Quran 2:39, Ayah 53. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. Allah created you for His worship. If we were perfect or even near perfect, why would we need a God? Allah wants you to return to Him in repentance and build a better connection. That's what Ramadan is all about. As long as Allah allows you to wake up in your right mind, there is always an opportunity to be a better Muslim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah accepts the repentance of his servant so long as death has not reached his collarbone. However, in one ear, Shaitan, the devil, is whispering, forget this Islam stuff. You can do better than this. Let's get some wine. Let's get some weed. Let's do something else. Sometimes we listen and go so far off the Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path, that we think we are too far gone for Allah. But another fact is, we are never too far gone for Allah. Consider this dua. O changer of the heart, make my heart firm upon your religion. I'm going to say that again. O changer of the heart, make my heart firm upon your religion. This was a dua frequently said by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Think about that. If the Prophet, who was as close to perfection as a human can get, was consistently praying to Allah during Ramadan to keep his heart steadfast, what does that say? People are fickle. People can change. We need Allah morning, noon, and night, 24/7. Even Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was the choice of Allah, needed Allah constantly. Our faith fluctuates. That's life. The important thing is solidify your deen so when you are down, you have a foundation to pull you up. Remember, Allah is the changer of hearts. Allah wants to bring you back to Him. Just ask, and He promises to deliver. Our fast facts of the day are, Ramadan is calling your name, please answer Muslims, and we are never too far gone from Allah. He's a prayer away. Thank you for listening. Islam is not the problem. Islam is the answer. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Nisa. Praise Allah due to Allah. Thank you for the fast fact of the day. Well, brothers and sisters, we've moved past our first 10 days of fasting. All praises are due to Allah. We're going into our next 10 days. So on day 11, our reading for day 11 is chapter 9, verse 94 through chapter 11, verse 5. Surah 9, ayat 94 through Surah 11, ayat 5. At this point of our program, we will ask our brother once again, will he close us with prayer? Brother Abdul Shaheed Muhammad, Brother Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum, dear Muslims, and Ramadan Mubarak. Let us pray. قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين
آمين. Thank you, Brother Shahid, for your prayers with us this morning. Dear family, brothers and sisters, as we close, on behalf of our guest speaker this morning, our brother student minister Jamil Muhammad, we thank Allah for you and your family and all that you have done and are doing in spreading this word of Islam. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his family, we thank Allah for you, dear minister, for all that you do and have done and are doing in spreading this mighty, mighty word of Islam
on behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families. And we thank Allah for each and every one of you in aiding and assisting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in spreading this word of Islam. On behalf of my co-hosts, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jalil, Sister Majida, Brother Shaheed, and on behalf of each and every one of you, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah, all praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah, Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah.
Thank you.